What is going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 192 of Literate Lessons. I'm currently feeling every single emotion humanly possible, and today I'm joined with Jay and Carter. The three of us are back together for the first time since September, I think. Gentlemen,
that's not true.
How are you? I think so. Do we do?
I think we had one like 2 weeks ago with all.
Yeah,
of
like
us.
2 weeks ago, right?
No, two weeks ago I wasn't on. It was just you and Jay.
3 weeks ago.
No, 3 weeks ago was just you and me.
I'm looking. Mm. You're clearly wrong.
Maybe it was Peoria. The whole squad
is here.
I think it's Peoria was the last time we were together, which was so okay.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
A month. I'm like a week off. Sue me.
We didn't have any events this week. So
Peoria
the
is not September, so Angelo's wrong.
The episode's basically over already. Because we don't have any events to talk about, right?
Bye, guys. See you next week, then.
Yeah, peace
out.
Wish.
Close that window. Close this window.
No, instead, we actually have a lot of fun to go on this week about some team building. So, Angela, you want to take it away?
Yeah, we can just skip the football talk this week. That's fine.
Yeah, no. I want to skip it, too. Jay,
we won by 34 points.
I hate you, Jay.
Jay was a good day.
And I are not going to get into it. Jay doesn't have anything to talk about because his team was a blowout. So, like, yeah,
I didn't even get to watch OBJ's first touchdown with the team, which was very disappointing as a New Yorker. So they turned
OBJ.
My game off because we were kicking the crud out of them. So
what we're going to be doing today, we're going to be doing three different types of team building exercises. We're going to start off with my plan, and what we're going to show you through my base is pretty much how to team build from the ground up. Pick a Pokemon and then go. And so the Pokemon that I really want to build with today, gentlemen, is Roaring Moon. I think it's a super fun Pokemon. I know like the Roaring Mid like jokes are there. But I think it's just really positioned super well into the metagame with its typing, with its ability to either be a sweeper with Dragon Dance or this super cool support set that we've been seeing as well with Tailwind and Breaking Swipe. And I think if I am going to do anything with it, I want to lean towards the support set. So it's going to be open conversation. For this portion, because we're going to be building this team together, with the support Roaring Moon, which is a booster energy set with Protect, Tailwind, Breaking Swipe, and
Knockoff.
And then you're also, we can talk about the terrors later, but with that set, which Pokemon do you think, really enjoy that, offensive support, like Tailwind support? That Roaring Moon gives.
So, my big problem with Roaring Moon is it gets two-shot by Ambipom, so it sucks.
I personally really like Amoongus next to Roaring Moon. I think that, like, although it doesn't take advantage of its Tailwind, it takes advantage of its Breaking Swipes and its Knockoffs. To position itself, get some sleeps off, allow Roaring Moon to continue to chip, and then also get into your sweepers. Its typing is good into Flutter Mane, and the longevity from Pollen Puff is really, really great as well. I think it's just a great pairing with Roaring Moon always.
Yeah, I think with the Amoongus as well, we could be in a situation where maybe like not going Turbo Shroom, but instead of going just full blown min speed, just staying at a neutral speed, to where you can actually maybe outspeed some Iron Hands while the Tailwind is up to get some spores off there, or even to Pollen Puff your Roaring Moon so you can live another hit. So that was the first contribution from Jay. What are you thinking, Carter?
So I think to kind of like talk about like things that you want to be able to like pair with like Tailwind, right? My first thought is you probably want something along the lines of like Urshifu, especially because Roaring Moon is weaker to Intimidate because you are a physical attacker. having Urshifu means that you threaten both of the best Intimidate Pokemon in the format, being Landorus and Arcanine. The problem is that, you know, Arcanine has, like, extreme speed and can still hit you fairly hard, but then they're, you know, locked into extreme speed, so if you have any kind of ghost on your team, such as the best Pokemon in the format, Fluttermane, you're just able to, like, very easily switch in and be able to, like, threaten them that way as well. And I think the other big thing, then, is, like, if you have Urshifu, you want to fill out your, like, Fire, Water, Grass core, and, like, Heatran is another Pokemon that, like, plays well in Tailwind, but, like, also doesn't mind being slower in the event that, like, Trick Room or something goes up as well. You're able to be able to threaten the opponent. I mean, Heatran's awesome, man. It is a Pokemon that I really do think is, I don't want to say underexplored, because I feel like I say that a lot, but underrepresented for what it does.
I think it's the current meta. It's getting a lot of representation. Like, I mean, so
it's been popping off quite a bit recently.
It really,
it's
has
really
been
good, man. There's a reason it's popping off.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I love Heatran.
I do agree with you with the Urshifu here, and especially I think that, well, let's save off on some of the items. The only item that we're set on is the booster speed on the Roaring Moon. We aren't sure where we're going with the Amoongus and the Urshifu.
I think, like, since you're doing, like, Tailwind things next to Urshifu, you don't need, like, Scarf. So it makes me want probably, like, damage-boosting items and probably, like, Mystic Water.
Yeah, I think Mystic Water would, like, definitely work.
The other thing about having Mystic Water on Urshifu is, like, no other Pokemon on your team is really going to want that. So, yeah, like, you're not having problems with, like, overlapping items once you get into, like, the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, and it lets you set Protect if you're, you know, waiting for the Roaring Moon to mm-hmm. set Tailwind. The only, you know, the main drawback to the support Roaring Moon is that you don't get the access to the Prankster Tailwind, so the Tornadus gets to set beforehand, allowing them to outspeed. So I think having the ability to protect your Urshifu is really key to allowing Roaring Moon to set the Tailwind. And to kind of piggyback off of what, you know, Carter and you were saying about completing the Fire, Water, Grass core, I think that, you know, another fire type that works well here would be, like, the Ogre Pond Hearthflame.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, its high base speed lets it take advantage of the Tailwind better than Heatran. You obviously lose a lot of the extended bulk that Heatran gives you, and the ability, the flash fire, which helps with you know, other Heatran and a lot of the strong fire type attackers like Chiyu that Amoongus doesn't like. But you get, like, secondary redirection and a really fast option that can kind of just turn on the jets and go, you know, at really offensive and hit really hard with Ivy Cudgel.
Yeah. My big
problem here specifically with Hearthflame is it leaves you really weak to specifically, like, flying types. And granted, like, the only flying type that's really running around that carries coverage is Landorus if they Terra. It's, like, it's not that big of a concern, especially if you do have some kind of coverage for it as well. You can always slap on, like, hands here. If you yeah. really wanted to, you could have some kind of ice type. Maybe that'd be, like, Bundle. You know, there's a lot of things that you can compensate that three weakness to a flying type. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking here on Peekalytics. The only flying type in the, you know, in, like, over 10% usage is exactly Landorus. So I don't think that's
and
really
Tornadus.
That big.
Tornadus, Bleakwind Storm is.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Really important, especially because Amoongus can't redirect that one away.
That is true.
So I get where you're coming from there too. You know, I think that Heatran slots well here. It's, like, a good offensive Pokemon in the right circumstances, but also very good defensively and takes a lot of advantage of the breaking swipes specifically, and can take advantage of the Tailwind while also being an answer for Trick Room along with Amoongus.
So the Pokemon I actually want to go with for a fire type, which helps against the flying type weaknesses of Urshifu and Amoongus, it's actually Hisuian Arcanine.
Yeah, the Pokemon having won every tournament so far.
This is one of the best Pokemon in the game. It also helps with Intimidate, so we aren't super focused on, or, like, on just the breaking swipe. as a way of lowering physical attack. I think having multiple ways to do so in such a physically based meta is super important. And I do think that the Banded Arcanine just works super well here with your classic Flare Blitz, Rock Slide, and Extreme Speed. And we can look at the coverage move here. And then the other Pokemon that you mentioned, that Carter mentioned, was having a Ghost type. I think Ghost is another super important type to have here.
This could be like Dusclops. If you wanted to have some kind of Trick Room component, it could be like Dusclops plus Hands as your last two.
I don't think Dusclops. I think I was going to say, I think it has to be either Golden Go or Flutter. I don't think like a Trick Room mode really works, like a Tail Room.
Looking at the four we have here, like Roaring Moon, Urshifu, Arcanine don't really want any kind of Trick Room. Amoongus is like fine with or without it here. So like if we dropped Urshifu for like Hands, just to have that fighting coverage there, I could see having Trick Room and then be like having like Roaring Moon, Hands, and then have like Dusclops plus Blood Moon to round out the team, just to have that like slower mode as well. But then like your Roaring Moon doesn't, like the Tailwind isn't really all that impactful on that.
Yeah, then. You're
fairly slow at that point if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think at that point, if you go in that, like, with the Dusclops, and this is just one of the things, and this is good conversation, when you're building a team with people, you want to have disagreements, you don't want everyone to be like, oh, yes, 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 yes men don't help you make good teams, you need people to say no. However, I do think, like, throwing a Pokemon like Dusclops onto this, you can run into a situation where the team is, like, pulling itself in multiple directions. You have a direction that's clearly a Trick Room direction and a direction that's clearly a Tailwind direction, and it means that in certain matchups you won't be able to use all six of your Pokemon together. You want to make sure that and not every team's able to do this, but most of your teams, you want to make sure that you can pick any four of your six and it could still work. I think that the Trick Room fear is warranted. But with the main Trick Room mode being Psy Spam and Roaring Moon actually with its special defense stat, its dark typing and knockoff, it actually does really, really well into Psy Spam. Not that it's a full answer, but like Roaring Moon plus Rock Slide spam from Hisuian Arcanine to start everything off with a Moongus in the back, I think is pretty good it's good enough into the main Trick Room component. Where if they get that first Trick Room up, is what it is. But I mean, between a knockoff and just a well-timed Rockside flinch, you might be able to end the threat before it even starts and just get a ton of momentum immediately. I'd say for the Ghost type here, with me wanting to at least have some slower Mon, I think Goldengo is the call.
I actually really like the idea of like Nasty Plot Goldengo here.
Yeah, yeah. With like Leftovers, Terra Dragon. Mm-hmm. You set it next to the Amoongus. You use your Intimidate and Breaking Swipes to
prevent it from getting KO'd.
Yeah, to get that extra bulk on those big threats to it. Those Ogre Ponds, yeah. Those Landorus's, etc. Allows you to get around the Shadow Balls with the Amoongus and the Roaring Moon, kind of has good answers into that. I do think that like the Trick Room idea is maybe like not all too bad to actually think about. Like something like putting an Iron Hands here makes a lot of sense. But also I was kind of thinking that maybe something like a Ferrigarath could be really important too.
Something Ferrigarath actually seems really interesting. It helps against... Like I mentioned that Hisuian Arcanine is kind of a problem with, being able to just threaten you with E-Speed. Making it where they can't E-Speed you is a pretty good idea. Makes it also where you're immune to Fake Out so that, like, Roaring Moon can safely get Tailwind up as well. I actually really like the idea of, like, Ferrigarath here.
And
if you want to get cheeky, you could do Serena, but I don't think Serena plus Amoongus
no.
is
where
I
Serena, Amoongus, Urshifu is really not where I want to be.
I like Furgraf specifically. If you want to get freaky with it, you go with like Bruxish. But I like the idea of just like against those Prankster Tailwind teams with the Tornadus being able to say, you know, lead the Frigoraph and kind of be like, if you set Tailwind, I have the option of setting Trick Room here, while also going up against those Trick Room teams being able to potentially set Imprison, stopping
what's
the
also
extreme
really interesting.
Speed spam, allow your Moongus to you know, actually do its job rather than just be ignored by the extreme speeders.
What's also really interesting about Frigoraph, your ability makes it where you can be Prankster taunted either. So, like, preventing Trick Room into Frigoraph is actually fairly difficult. You can't Prankster taunt it. You can't fake out it. Next to Moongus, you have redirection, so like KOing it is not impossible, but really freaking hard. So I really like the idea of Frigoraph here. I'm gonna go do some digging on Pikalytic, see if there's anything spicy I like.
Yeah, so Frigoraph is definitely a Pokemon that I've thought of here as well. It just fits. It can put out a bit of damage. It does have a base 110. We can actually pull up Frigoraph here. So it actually does have like a base 110 special attack, which is really nice. It's super bulky with the 120 HP and the 70-70 defenses. I think that on these Tailwind teams, it definitely could be a great option. Other Pokemon I was thinking of in this slot, I think Landorus is all, like, Hands and Landorus, I believe, are always Pokemon that you have to take into account for building really any team. Honestly, Qian Pao could also really work here to support the damage output on Urshifu.
From Arcanine and Urshifu, yeah.
Yeah. And also, even next to Roaring Moon, really, like, because Roaring Moon, even the support sets can still do a lot of damage.
Still does a ton of damage, yeah.
Yeah, Knockoff is, you know, a base, like, what, 90 to 110 base power move?
Yeah, Knockoff.
Whatever it ends up.
Yeah, it's 60
being, it's like
times 1.5
one
right?
times.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
like,
it's
yeah.
like 97 and a half.
Yeah, like a lot of, that's a lot of damage from, you know, a very strong attack stat. Yeah.
So, I actually think since this is a more offensive-leaning team in general, and we do have a lot of Pokemon, Ice type as well is just a great typing to have. It adds the ability to have that double, priority. There we go with Arcanine and the Sucker Punch with Qian Pao. So yeah, I do think that at least where I'm leaning. I think Qian Pao's the great move. Now,
Qian Pao concerns me here.
Why is that?
I feel like
we're
absurdly
weak
to
Iron Hands.
To Flutter at this point. We have four Mons that are weak to Flutter main.
I could see that. And then also, like looking at it, this team, I definitely see as well.
Also leaves you three weaknesses to Hands as well.
Yeah.
I'm more
of our
the
damage
hands.
Is physical too, yeah. which is makes us very intimidate weak.
Which like yeah. is not a. I don't want to say it's not a problem because like Urshifu, you're not always clicking searching strikes with Urshifu, right? Like you had to, yeah. you had to still consider being intimidated with it.
And surging strikes, you know, like if you go into Terra Flying Landorus, like it can pretty easily survive that hit and you know, hit back with a really strong Terra Flying Terra Blast. The Choice Scarf can be very concerning with you know, your speed tiers running the Mystic Water here and the no Prankster Tailwind. So like I can see where the Intimidate becomes, you know, can become an issue. And also the weaknesses that you guys were talking about too.
So actually, then this is a good thing. So let's take a look here, adding a Pokemon. Let's look at some strong legal special attackers, and see if we could find anything that really
Ooh,
could fit
Thundee.
Health support. I know that this team was ran with Thunderous Therian. Like again, like the Assault Vest Thundee Therian on Jamie Boyd's team.
Are you kidding me? I was thinking Choice Specs.
you could do Specs as well. There's a lot of different places you can go, but that definitely could be an option. I think another, honestly, to be quite honest as well, just looking at things, another interesting option could be having the Arcanine be Lando T mm-hmm. and adding Shiyu.
I still think I like Heatran more than Shiyu here.
Yeah.
I think I like Arcanine more than both. But
that was going to be one of the points I bring up is we could drop Arcanine for Landorus, which then gives us like a ground immunity for Goldengo and whatever fire type we end up playing. Because currently we don't have a like ground immunity. And like Heatran also then gives us a fire immunity for Amoongus and Goldengo as well. Unless it's, you know, exactly like Hearth Flame.
We already have three fire resists on the team.
That is also very true.
Hershey. But like really looking at it, having a Pokemon with a ground immunity, especially because we aren't going to be Terra Flying, Roaring Moon, we're probably going to be Terra Poison. But ground immunity, flying type. I mean, a ground immunity that is a special attacker, honestly, kind of is really nice. Like here.
You're talking about Vikavolt, right?
Hell yeah, brother, let's do it.
Yeah, and so out of this group, I think I'm the person who uses the most standard Pokemon. Looking at my teams,
Jay and I get wild, man.
we have fun with it.
Jay also has like good sets when he plays his wild mons, and mine's just like, man, you don't I don't know if you know this, but We can click outrage with and just like go down the rabbit hole. I don't know if you saw, but I played a team of monkeys.
Six monkeys jumping on a bed. One fell off and bumped his head.
I had to fake out
last resort and nuke your whole team.
And then it died, and then I brought in another fake out user, and then another fake out user.
The face that when I apologized to Pengi on behalf of you, he was like, why were there four fakeout users? And I had to ask you, and your only answer was,
why were there?
Because I had four.
Because they all learn it. I don't know what you want from me.
Why wouldn't we have four fakeout users if they can all use it, right? Like, it's a good move.
If I could have had six, I would have used six.
If I can click double fake out every single turn, I will.
Yeah. But again, something is going to die to fake out. It's going to be fake out switch,
Yeah. But yeah, going back to everything.
Jay gets it.
This is like a Jimmy Boy thing where he said like some. I mean, he's known to use some weird Pokemon. But he said, like, sometimes, even if, it, like, with the Sundress here, we're looking for, we want a special attacker, so we aren't super, like, intimidate weak. We want some damage. We want a ground immunity. And is Thundurus Therian, like, the first Pokemon you think of? Absolutely not. But it's a Pokemon that checks the boxes that we currently need filled. And when you're doing this first step of team building, go with something that might be a little out of like the box of like what the general meta is, if that Pokemon fits your entire like fits what you need. Now I'm not saying like start a team or if Thunder Staring's your favorite Pokemon, you can do that. But generally, like for if you're trying to like do well at like Premier Challenges, your mid-season showdowns, your majors, starting with a Pokemon like Thundurus Therian might not be something where I'm like, yeah, do that. But if Thundurus Therian is a sixth Pokemon and you're looking, it's like, this is what it is, throw it on there, see what happens, which is exactly what we're doing. Now, the second part of this process, I know we did fill out some movesets and items, but it is looking at movesets, items, and Terra types. So for the Roaring Moon, on the support sets, you definitely want to go with a defensive Terra type. Poison is the go-to. Because you get that resistance to both Iron Hands and Fluttermane, which is just amazing to have. Along with the fact that you resist the grass portion of the Olipon's stabs. And you're relatively neutral to everything else. on Amoongus, and this is where we start getting into the conversation of like items and terra types. So I personally think the item for Amoongus actually needs to be Rocky Helmet.
Right, I say Rocky Helmet. I really like
Rocky Helmet or Citrus Berry. I don't think you go with
the fact that we don't have Furrigoraph makes me really want Rocky Helmet here.
I agree. I think especially on this team, it's you want the because you can still pivot and get the regenerator health. Mm-hmm. As for a Terra type, Amoongus, we have
Water.
I think water is just generally the best for it.
Is water concerning, seeing how Ogre Pond's really popular?
It's not that popular.
It's popular enough, and I think we just don't tower in front of it.
You really want to answer like the Urshifu, and you just want to like not get hit by the fire type moves either.
Yeah.
There's drawbacks to Woodhammer. There's drawbacks to Hornleech. There's like no drawbacks to Ivy Cudgel. So it's like, you know, you can hit me with the weak Hornleech. You can do tons of damage to yourself with Woodhammer, or you can be a resisted hit. But I think it helps you a lot more with the Arcanine and the Chiyu specifically.
That's fair.
And the Chien Pao as well.
Yeah. Now for the Urshifu, I like having 3 to 4 protects on a team in general. And I know I'm going to be using Band on Arcanine, and I'm probably going to be using either Specs or AV on the Thundee.
What about Life Orb?
On Thundee?
Yeah.
I like it. So my thought process is I don't like multiple choice items on the same team. It can lead to some really awkward end games if that's what like you're locked into. Assault Vest does give you an additional bulk, but Life Orb, I really feel like Thundurus really wants to be able to do just like a ton of damage, and if we're not going to be Specs, I think Life Orb is probably the best we can be.
The AV does help a ton with like Flutter Mane,
which is true,
specifically, yeah. which I think is very key for Thundee. I'm
gonna run a calc
on the Urshifu. I kind of really like the idea of like Swords Dance Urshifu on this team.
Especially since we have like a redirector, we have Tailwind, so we can be able to do things.
Yeah, and like your Roaring Moon is the support variant, so you can you don't have that second Pokemon to set up with. Like you have Golden Go, but you could like totally do like Swords Dance Urshifu with like Terra Water.
Why not?
Or even defensive Terra if you wanted to do that. I think that Terra Water is just like
really I think Water still works as a decent defensive Terra, because by going Terra Water, sure, you keep your hand's weakness, but you're getting rid of your weakness to electric types from Iron Hands and the Fairy weakness as well. So I think like the Terra Water here doubles.
Yeah.
And for the item,
you could be like Goggles even with like Amoongus on the rise, since we are running the Swords Dance.
I like that.
I was actually about to say Goggles as well, because we're able to use Swords Dance to boost her attack. We have the Surging Strikes. And the other move I'm actually thinking of with the Swords Dance is Drain Punch as the fighting coverage instead of Close Combat.
I like that a lot, since we're trying to do Swords Dance things, and then we can
I'm just concerned with
the damage output
that and just that you're kind of very much committing to getting the Swords Dance up with the Drain Punch.
That's true.
With the Close Combat, you're able to lead it with the Roaring Moon and get that Tailwind boost and kind of smack something with a Close Combat, but also put it next to the Amoongus and set up a Swords Dance, and then start hitting things with Surging Strikes. I don't mind Drain Punch on the Swords Dance sets, but I think that on a team like this with like so much hyper offense, just like committing to the hyper offense with the setup mode can really add a lot of danger from the Urshifu.
I agree with you. I think you made a good point. I think the Drain Punch better than Too Greedy. Arcanine. So there's two ways I think you can go with the Arcanine. We can either be the Terra Fairy with Terra Blast, or we could be the Terra Normal with Head Smash as the fourth move. I've ran both. I like both. I'm just trying to figure out what is probably best for this team. Do I want that defensive Terra? Well, do I want that defensive Terra type, or do I want that damaging type? Currently, I'm leading Terra Fairy. If this last spot was Chen Pao, I definitely would have went with the Terra Normal Arcanine. But I think Terra Fairy, Fairy Blast, just to have some sort of... It's just some ability to have Fairy coverage, I think is important.
I agree. This team doesn't, like, love seeing Urshifu on the other side, and without the Chen Pao, that Terra Normal isn't as threatening.
No,
but keeping the Arcanine around to do, you know, extra damage later on in Tailwind, I think is.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree there. And it just gives you another defensive option to go with. The Goldengo we already talked through, Terra Dragon with the Nasty Plot. Again, just this is a set in stone, amazing set, and it just can do so much damage. Outside of the leftovers, another item you can put there is the Metal Coat or even the Life Orb. So those are options as well. And the last Pokemon that we're going to be looking at is going to be Thundurus. Now we can decide. We do have the band on Arcanine. I am leaning, because I think it still does enough damage. We do, so with this, we have four protects, so I'm okay with going with a bulkier Assault Vest, but first I think we should talk about the attacks. So Thunderbolt is your most consistent source of damage, while Wild Bolt Storm is just a stupid attack and can really, really win, has the potential to win games itself.
We probably want Terra Blast as well, right?
If, you could run that, but you could run like Life Orb Flash Cannon, which probably does pick up Flutter Mains.
I literally have the calc pulled up.
And then what you could do like defensive Terra so that you match up better into Landorus. You don't take like the rocky the rock slides.
I actually think instead of Flash Cannon
and like the ice spinners from Chen Pao and Icicle Crashes, you could go like Terra Steel or something on it.
I was going to say Sludge Bomb is another interesting coverage move as well.
But Flutter Mane, it's only neutral into it.
Good point. I was
252 Modest Life Orb Flash Cannon is a 1 in 16 to KO no bulk Flutter Mane.
Yeah, that's bad.
Really?
That's bad.
What about Terra Steel?
That should pick it up.
But we're talking no bulk Flutter Mane. The Flutter Mane's going to have like a decent chunk of HP.
126 min.
Yeah.
If they are max HP, Terra Steel is a guaranteed KO still.
Whoa.
Interesting. That could be the case. I do like that. Here's my next question. What does Terrifying Terra Blast do?
I was going to say deals with hands, but that's not even accurate.
Yes. Ogre Pond.
I think Amoongus and Ogre Pond is good for it. What does it do into Flutter?
It's just another neutral move. Like, you would probably just rather use.
I was going to say, well, you do have the double stab.
Yeah. That's.
Is double stab even that important on this thing, though?
Well, for the flying type, I mean, we can at least run the
You hit Rillaboom?
Yeah, that's a good one too. But you have like Arcanine, Goldengo, Amoongus, and Roaring Moon all answer Rillaboom pretty well.
You already hit Bundle. Yeah, I don't think Flying Stab is actually that important on this.
And I feel like the Flying type defensively for Thundurus is pretty rough for it. Being able to Terra away from that into like. I was saying Steel, you know, before putting the Flash Cannon connection together, just because it's, like, good into the Chen Pao, it's good into the Rock Slides, the Ice-type attacks, those, you know, it's... You don't have to worry about your Electric-type weakness, so just covering your Flying-type weakness really helps, and, like, the Steel-type really does that well.
Let's give it a
Honestly,
go.
I really like the idea of Terra Steel Assault Vest, Flash Cannon, and then you could run, like, if you want to get weird, you could do, like, knockoff on this, so you just have, like, something else.
We have the knockoff on the moon, so I think that's a little
That is true.
To... Yeah, you could it put the very sludge, true. You could put, like, the sludge bomb here.
You could have
sludge bomb. Grass knot, honestly, is pretty nice.
Grass knot's a fantastic one. That helps a lot with, like, Dozo and, Ursulina.
I mean, we already bullied Dozo, right?
But the grass knot, like, I think since Dozo's so heavy, it does probably a little bit more. Could be wrong, though. Let me.
Then Thunderbolt? Maybe, like, I don't think so.
Let's calc. Let's see.
Well, I think the other big thing for the grass knot, it's just, like, there are just a lot of generally, like, heavy Pokemon. Because it's not even, honestly, with the Thunderbolt, it might not even be just, like, not Thunderbolt, the grass knot. It's, like, hitting
Thunderbolt
the
is slightly more, so. They're very close, though. It's 104 to 123 for Thunderbolt and 93 to 110 on Grass Knot into No Bulk Dozo. That's just from Max Special Attack Thundy. So, yeah, I guess, like... Yeah, I don't really... The Grass Knot, I guess, it, like, as a coverage, considering you have all the electric types, is a little whatever.
I think the other thing is just in general
the ground types, right? Like Ursaluna, it's really good for.
Yeah,
that is
just you probably Oko Blood Moon.
Honestly, probably yeah. Blood Moon does not have a great Spidef stat,
and it's heavy.
Yeah,
Grass Knot is a Oko from Modest 252 Assault Vest. So,
yeah.
Granted, that is also no bulk. Let's change that.
Dark Pulse on it could help you with like matter. Cresselia, yeah. Which
I don't think Cresselia.
I don't think Cress is on.
I also don't think when I have knockoff from Roaring Moon and then
Shadow Ball
set,
from Goldengo.
Shadow Ball from Set Up Goldengo, especially as well. A lot of the a lot of Cress are either going to be Terra Fairy or Terra Water. And the Goldengo, if it's Terra Fairy,
well against either of those.
Yeah.
And but, then Thundee is right there to punish the Terra Water. So I think in general, Grass Knot being
but,
like I
with know. The calcs before the Life Orb was what we were calcing for with the Flash Cannon, right? So we could just like put
you
Life
Orb. You have to be Life
Orb
to KO,
and
max,
then we could just put
pull.
Protect on it.
Even oh yeah, just, I mean like, that just makes sense, right? Instead of having this like. Weird last coverage move. We just like. Do we want to drop Thunderbolt? Is that crazy to say?
No. I think
no.
You
I,
want
I
it.
Yeah. To be quite honest, I actually would rather because I think most people aren't going to be running max HP Flutter, and that's something where if it comes up enough, you can readjust. Like if it's taking out the 126 off HP for special offense. With Terra Steel Flash Cannon, I think I'm okay with that.
You probably don't, because we weren't picking it up with the Life Orb before Terra, so.
Well, I'm saying with Terra.
Yeah, but you probably don't pick it up. I wouldn't. It was like 1/16th beforehand or something. Like with the Life Orb, you take away that you had the Terra. It's probably you're going up to like, what like 1/8. You know, like you're.
I
rolling.
Am taking the bulkiest set I can find on Peekalytics, which is. 244 HP, 20 special defense, timid.
That's a super bulky one.
Well, do it into lower bulk Flutter without the Life Orb because that's what's important here. If we need the Life Orb to pick up the Flutter main, then we have to run it. If not, then
so
we
well,
can support the AP.
Let me do. Do you want like no bulk or do you want like 148
do like,
four?
Do like the normal set that I do is normally like 220.
220. 220 plus special defense or
220 HP for special defense. Okay. No positive nature on either.
Assault vest does after Terra 79 to 94.
Yeah, so you need the Life Orb. The Life Orb is probably close to guaranteed, right?
103 to 123.
I think. Yeah.
That being said, Shadow Ball does. If your Life Orb does, let's say you are 4 HP and max speed, Shadow Ball does 66 to 78 from, and that's from Life Orb Flutter, so we'll say booster. Let's say
probably not even booster. Two-shot on you, right?
It's a guaranteed two-shot?
Oh, that's yeah, booster, with the special booster attack, though, right? That's the same as running Life Orb, though.
That is true. But this way you don't
And a lot of them run booster the speed.
Yeah.
The booster special attack has been coming back a lot more. I think...
It is... This is 220... We'll say, do you run max special defense or max special attack, Jay?
No, it's around like 84.
Yeah.
And they're normally, you know, the speed boosting, timid.
Yeah, timid. 49 to 58 from Shadow Ball.
So it's a roll.
It's like
for...
a 1 in 16 to live. Like you had to hit the 1 in 16 twice to be able to live, essentially.
To be quite honest... Because then I will have the Thunder, I will have my own Life Orb recoil as well. I'd rather be bulky and live it out with the Assault Vest. And, like, yeah, I think I'd rather be bulky, live it out with the Assault Vest, and have the ability to go, like, maybe Flash Cannon, then Wild Bolt, or, like, Flash Cannon, and then another coverage move where those two moves
or even just fail. Like Wild Bolt on the swap, like if you hit them on the swap and like Flash Cannon's a KO, then
I don't think you need to drop Wild Bolt on the Life Orb set. I just think that Grass Knot
I'm not saying do that either.
I think if
we're gonna do Life Orb, I think we drop Grass Knot for
I don't know. It's just like you're trading, you know, your ability to one shot things to survive an extra turn for them to hit you twice.
I think if with the speed I'll be able to pick it up, I'd rather have
speeds you, and well, they're probably just gonna match your tailwinds.
I still think it has to
plus
be the best.
If you like if you're firing off Wild Bolts on the swap in, there is that 20% chance you do para.
Yeah,
I don't hate the idea of Assault Vest. I just really like the idea of guaranteeing the KO.
Especially I just think you're opening yourself to. You're opening yourself to fake out. You can't protect. Yep. You're opening yourself to Prankster Tornadus with Tailwind into strong attacker.
More protect is better than less pawn. Protect.
And I don't know. It's just like you're not all that bulky. Like,
yeah, bulk's really not that great. 79, 70, 80. Like,
yeah, you definitely the. But like that's the thing where I feel like I. Think you need the vest to even live out certain plays.
I don't know though. Like Ogre Pond was doing the whole just nuke things thing, you know, with that like similar bad, you know, bit defensive stats. With
I'd say my
need the vest.
I think my main worry about going and dropping the Grass Knot is that ground types. It's like it's the ground resist. Or immunity, but I'm a ground immunity that can't touch ground types, which is why I feel like I need the Grass Knot, or even for me to go in a different direction, go Terra Ice, Terra Blast. Because I do, like, part of Thundurus's job here is to be the ground Pokemon answer, so that means I feel like I need the Grass Knot to be that answer. That's just where I'm at with it. And then if I have to run the Grass Knot, I feel like you have to run both Thunderbolt and Wild Bolt. And so then just being either Terra Blast with a Terra Bolt boost or the Flash Cannon here with Terra Steel, I believe that it is the best scenario.
Here's a calc for you, Angelo. With Life Orb, Wild Bolt Storm has a chance to two-hit KO. Fluttermane.
But I'm not worried about the Fluttermane. Overall, like I could do the Terra, like I like in general
it's
I could
really
either do the Terra
roll too.
Well, in general I could either do the Terra Steel Flash Cannon, or I do believe just the Terra Flying Terra Blast just for consistent like overall damage. I don't think Thundurus on this team is going to act as my anti Fluttermon. It would be nice for it, but I think going back to the reason why Thundurus is on the team, it's specifically so I don't get completely rolled by ground types. And if my ground type answer can't also threaten ground types, then what's the point? So that's why I'm thinking, again, like either the steel Terra type with the flash cannon, or I just do the Terra flying Terra blast, which I'm leaning towards because I'm trying to think of the exact role that this Pokemon needs to fulfill on the team.
So I think this is where like playtesting also really comes in handy, because like not like regardless of like what we decide tonight, there's pros and cons to every decision, right?
There definitely are.
So like if you come out to the point where, hey, this is constantly a problem where I can't deal with Fluttermane with this thing, like having that assault vest does make a big difference, or you know, making it where. You know, you are able to, like, just be able to put them in a position where, you know, you get a lucky para, and then suddenly they're in a position where they had to make a read or whatever. So I think there are definitely pros and cons to both. And I just, man, on these kind of teams, I just really lean towards I want to do as much damage as possible.
Well, I think,
but again, that's like the hyper aggressive player in me. That's, you know, the hyper offense player would just like do the damage and just like call it a day, right?
Yeah, I think just in general where we're at right now, and I think what you said, Carter, is the point. We generally have the six. I think one of the issues, especially like building a team from scratch, is you do get into the decision paralysis, where you're trying to fit everything in one go, and at some point you just have to say, this is what it is. You put the EVs in, which, at least for us, this step, we aren't going to really EV this team, just so this doesn't turn into a three-hour episode. And at least for the first set, 252 is fine. Stealing stuff off of Pikalytics is fine for the first go, if you can at least kind of figure out what they're doing with each set. Or if you have your own sets from previous times you use a Pokemon to take them, which I pretty much have that for all of these mons for me to plug in later, I would do. So I think overall, this is a team of six. It looks good enough to take to the ladder, to try it out. And that is the process of building a team of six with a group of three people, a team building group. Which I'm actually very happy that this is built, because I'm probably going to play with it after we finish recording. Thank you, gentlemen. So, moving on, we're now actually going to have Jay drive a little. And Jay went, and he had this core four Pokemon, DDF, Torterra, Armourouge, and Sneasler. And he wants to take this core that he really likes and thinks is good, and wants to put add on to it to form a full team of six. So, Jay,
disclaimer, I never said that it was good. I'm having fun with it here. I don't know how good this is actually is, so don't expect to take this to a tournament and win. I like Torterra a lot, and I thought it would be fun. I think that when like you're thinking about building with like weird kind of off the wall Pokemon, you have to think about what niche they fill, similar to how we were talking about with Thundee. Before, and you know, Torterra's new niche is that it has Shell Smash now, and that's a really positive boost for it. It didn't have it before. Getting that 2x speed, 2x attack is obviously really, really good. So I kind of thought, let's find a way to abuse this. So one of the ways that you know you can stop the Shell Smash stuff is with Fake Out, it's with Double Ups, it's with attacking the Torterra. So putting it next to the Indeedee female made a lot of sense. You run the Psychic Search so that they can't do priority, they can't do the Extreme Speed Spam, the Fake Out, so on and so forth. But you can also run the Indeedee for the Follow Me here to allow your Torterra to kind of get set up with the Shell Smash. Then, you know, I kind of wanted to complete the core of the first three Pokemon and kind of build from there. And a Pokemon that made a lot of sense just because of its pairing with Indeedee was Armourouge. And it also works incredibly well next to the Torterra with that Flash Fire ability being a good switch in for, you know, Pokemon like Heatran and Chiyu. And then, you know, finally to complete the core, I was actually watching Wolfie's video, and I kind of realized Sneasler's a lot of fun. It seems really cool.
It's so fun. It's so dumb.
Yeah, like the seed acrobatic stuff with like the grassy seed was what he was running in this tournament that he actually won. It was for a Reg D tournament, but we were talking about in the past few weeks how this format feels a lot like Reg D as of late.
So I thought
it might, you know, be able to make a good impression here, but instead of running the grassy seed with Rillaboom, we run the psychic seed to take advantage of the Ndidi.
So when you start with, we have the set core, thank you, Jay, for walking us through that. And my question for you is, this set of Pokemon, like, what issues, looking at this core for Pokemon, what issues do you think that the team has at this stage that could be solved by adding another team member to?
I think that ground types is, you know, a bit of a problem, especially Pokemon like Landorus, who, you know, Torterra can't really hit. They threaten Sneasler, and they bring the Intimidate. I think that Intimidate here is, you know, a big detriment to Torterra because you have the White Herb getting burned, but also, you know, it's a good answer to the Shell Smash to kind of keep it underneath, you know, under wraps afterwards. And the Sneasler can be pretty easily shut down with the Intimidate. You know, we have the Swords Dance there, but we'd rather not click that if we don't have to. So a Pokemon that I was looking at to kind of answer that, both of those things, was Milotic. It's, you know, a strong special attacker with competitive. It's a water type that completes that fire, water, grass core. Yeah, it's a really great answer to the common intimidators in the format, being Arcanine and the Landorus.
It can do, like, Scald, Ice Beam, Recover, Protect, something like that.
Yeah, with Lefties was kind of what I was thinking, with, like, a Terra Dragon, I thought could be pretty good.
I definitely the Terra Dragon. If you want to be really degenerate, you can go Coil, Hydro Pump, because the Hydro Pump becomes accurate after the Coil, and Hypnosis, and just be a bad person.
Yeah, I think we're being enough of a bad person with the Ndidi Roost already.
So, like, unironically, I don't hate that idea, because you have Follow Me on your Ndidi to be able to, like, get a Coil up. Milotic, you don't really want the speed advantage, so, like, playing with Trick Room makes a lot of sense here as well. So, like, getting and, like, just firing off Blind Hypnosis is not the dumbest thing. I've done it. It, when it works, it's awesome.
Yeah,
and then you miss six of them. You miss six of them in a best of three, and you forget, you know, that you just quit playing forever, and you regret your life choices up till that moment.
I was gonna say, we don't talk about your RTT or UDL luck with it was or RTT so luck bad. With
it
with
was
that,
so unfortunate,
horrific.
And I hit any of them, I was in a winning position, and instead I missed all of them.
So, with this Milo set, I was kind of just thinking going the Scald Ice Beam, because you have the Shell Smash with Torterra, you have the Swords Dance on the Sneasler, you have these kind of ways to set up already. You know, something a little bit more immediate.
Yeah, you don't need setup here.
And we can continue to be a degenerate with Recover and stay on the field forever. You know, with, like, Leftovers Recover, or something along those lines. And then kind of from there, I was thinking that the missing piece is having that Pokemon that wants to sit in Trick Room, that will, like, complete the Trick Room core.
Bear?
I was thinking Hands.
So Hands is just better.
Specifically Hands, because that doesn't mean that we're forced to bring the Ndidi to make everything work every single game. We can run the fake out Hands, you know, with the AV and take advantage of that, but also continue to just be Iron Hands with a redirection on the Ndidi.
So hands was definitely an option that I was looking at. However, when I look at like the Indeedee, Torterra, Arma, Sneasler, Milotic, what I thought of for a Pokemon in the last slot was immediate damage. And I mean, hands can definitely hit hard, except it's not that immediate damage dealer. And I mean, Blood Moon Ursaluna did pop into my head. However, we already have the Life Orb on the Armor Rouge, and your Blood Moon kind of really wants that Life Orb. I think that's the best item for it. Other Pokemon for immediate damage I was thinking about, would be maybe an Ogre Pond form here. Honestly, I don't hate Rock Pond, Rock Ogre Pond that much. But it's also not amazing.
I like Fluttermane quite a bit.
I was going to say Flutter could work here as well as the immediate damage dealer. The only issue I feel like as well, if you do have Flutter, is you're just going to, it's a good thing that you're going to stop the Intimidate, but with only Sneasler and Torterra being like your main aspects of physical damage, and the Milotic also existing, maybe people just not bringing the Landorus is a good thing. But it also means that the Milotic in a lot of games where it's not getting the competitive boost, it isn't really doing as much. It's kind of sitting on the field. It's doing a thing, but it's not maximizing its potential output. I think in a roundabout way, hands is probably, at least on this stage, the best Mon for what we're looking at here.
I think I like Volt Switch over Heavy Slam on the hands on this team, though. And that's just because we can,
pivot here. Yeah.
We have some, good answers into Flutter to begin with, like the Sneasler, we have the Indeedee, the Armor Rouge is pretty solid into, Flutter main cores. Being able to Volt Switch out, I think, is cool because we can bring in the Indeedee next to the Sneasler, get that set up after like a Swords Dance or something or other. But
and also just having the Fake Out just to help set up as well on the Torterra and the Sneasler.
You can have like hands plus Armor Rouge as a lead as well to be able to do mm-hmm. Trick Room things that way.
Yeah.
And then Volt Switch out and start clicking Expanding Forces.
Yep.
You can fake out and Shell Smash. Hands is going to be
slower than, hands is slower than Armor Rouge. So, chip them, bring in Indeedee, click Expanding Force, make them sad.
Yeah.
My one concern is Torterra having Earthquake here.
Yeah, I wanted to change that to Headlong Rush here. That was
either Headlong Rush or, you get Stomping Tantrum or High Horsepower?
Just run Headlong Rush. Just nuke them.
I think...
Interestingly, Headlong Rush lets you just do a ton of damage without having to set up Shell Smash, and then you still don't drop your defenses.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was just about to say with the Headlong Rush, which is a good thing, but it's also one of those things where you're worried. You just have to make sure that you don't Headlong Rush if you do want a Shell Smash and keep your defense straight with the Shell Smash.
Yeah.
I think that it generally makes it a good Mon. The Terra Grass on Torterra is super cool because Terra Grass Torterra can wall out. Oh, I think that
should be water.
I was going to say it can wall out the non-Scarf Urshifus because the Scarf Urshifus do run U-turn. But just having it be water, you just wall the Urshifu still. Defensive Terrors are just great. You also have water on the Indeedee, which I think is right. Grass on the Armor Rouge, which...
It's pretty standard.
Just don't Terra in front of Ogre Pond and you're fine.
Yeah.
You don't really want to begin with.
They just can't cliff... they can't click Ivy Cudgel into you if you don't Terra. What's the point of it?
It lets you live the Urshifu stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just on the Earthquake, just because I was looking at it from the sense of, building those first four cores, is that I had the Terra flying on the Sneasler, as we'll see in the next, you know, one with the acrobatics, and the Wideguard Terra Grass and the Armor Rouge.
Yep.
So those are like two Pokemon that you could potentially, you know, click Earthquake Spam next to, but, you know, picking that Iron Hands and then Milo next to it, you know, to have that be my only sense of ground damage might not be too great, considering I can pretty much probably close to one shot Iron Hands with an Earthquake on the Torterra after a Shell Smash.
Something else I was thinking about, instead of Hands, you could do like Clear Amulet Lando here, just to be able to have like some kind of Intimidate support as well. It also, like, the my big problem with Lando is its damage output isn't as good as you would the damage output from Lando is always disappointing, in my opinion. Like, it just, it never does enough to make me happy.
Says you. It always does enough to make me happy. I'm going to ignore missing a KO in Fall River Finals in a 50-50. But that was because I EV'd it wrong.
Are you running, like, max attack? Because, like, that's the only time... Not. Yeah, like, max attack is, like, the only time I feel like it does even close to what I want it to.
My issue with Lando here is that it's another four times Ice Week.
That is true.
Torterra, and it's another ground type.
That was my thing.
They fill similar roles.
That is very true. It adds another water weakness. It adds another four times Ice Weakness. Like... Sure, it gives you another electric immunity for Milo, but like, that's not even that big of a deal.
Yeah, like, Hands is a resist there, you know, and it I think answers like the Chi and Pal well. It answers the Chiyu and such.
I was going to say it does struggle against the specs the specs overheat Chiyu, but again, we can when we get to back to Hands, we can look at Terra.
Yeah,
the only other thing I would look at with the Armor Rouge that has been popping up is Terra Psychic on these Life Orb sets, just to really like nuke everything with the Expanding Force. I'm not fully suggesting it on the team because we do have some Frailermons in Sneasler, and the Armor Rouge itself is relatively frail.
Yeah.
And Torterra is going to be taking some defense drops and HP drops one way or another. So I think having a more defensive Terra is better. But in the testing process, if you do find that you're missing some KOs, or you just, need a more set sense of an immediate turn one damage, having that turn one Indeedee Armor lead and just going... full out offensive, calling their like it makes the opponent have to think: are they going to Terra Psychic Expanding Force me, or are they with next to follow me, or are they going to set Trick Room in some way? And just having that in your back pocket, where if you can call out a more passive turn one by your opponent, and just take a pretty much a free like two a free KO or two, that could be really useful to just. Again, as another option that if you find it during testing. The Sneasler, I think, is great. Sword Sense, Acrobatics, Close Combat, and Protect on this Terra Flying set. It's amazing. We all know that Terra Flying Acrobatics is really good because Roaring Moon did it all the time, and everyone's like, oh, this is a good bond. And Sneasler is another one that can just do that really well. And it gets both a speed boost with the ability, and it also gets this defense boost, well, special defense boost with Psychic Seed, which I think is just really, really neat. On the Milotic here, again, we went through that. I think really the only thing that we have to fully flesh out on this team is what do we want to do with the Iron Hands Terra type?
Probably Fire.
I was going to say fire or water. So
I don't think there's a better type than fire right now on this thing.
With this, like,
it's not amazing into the Urshifu, but I think we have enough.
We just
don't terror in front of it if we can help it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you threaten Urshifu. So like,
I think water could be a little better. And I know it's a weird Terra type. I think it might be a little early Reg E, but I did run Terra Fairy Hands, and I didn't hate it. But I think right now, Fire to stop the burn might be nice. Stop the Ogre Ponds as well. I think we should go with Fire. And again, this entire process, no one builds the perfect team in the first go. You always need to make sure you're testing. So this is
I would like you to speak for yourself on that one. My teams are always perfect.
Yeah, seriously, we're on top of it.
Your team. This is why we're actually the real reason why we're actually doing this episode is because Carter is going to go to a real tournament on this weekend with Carl, and we're making sure that he doesn't pull a monkey again, where he just showed up and said, "This is my six. It's built on cards." I haven't decided if
this is what I'm doing yet or not. I might show up with the monkeys. I already have them built.
I'm pretty sure if you show up with the monkeys, Carl will just leave you wherever you're going.
I'm driving!
He'll take the car! Let's go to Carter's team. And again, this is last part. This was us building out Flesh on a Core. Jay, thank you. This was fun. I never thought I'd get invested into building Torterra Psy Spam, but I just was.
It's the vibe, man. It's the vibe. Yeah.
This is the Carter team. So Carter, actually, this is a team that he already built. He came to us with the full six. This is a team where we're going to focus more so on this process of tweaking a team building process, trying to figure out which Terra type is good or not, which items, which moves, and certain EV spreads and such. And let's start off in this process. Carter, tell us actually, let me pull up.
Early on in Reg E, I was playing a lot of Weezing, and it was just like Weezing plus stuff that didn't really care if they didn't have their ability, which is kind of what we did here, but I just kind of like updated it. So the first thought is, hey, Fluttermane is absurd. We're going to play that. We're going to play Iron Hands because Iron Hands already doesn't have an ability. So. Yeah, it just does not matter if its ability is turned off because it doesn't get turned off, and two, it doesn't have an ability. Past that, I really wanted some kind of intimidator, so I just went with the most generic one in Hisuian Arcanine, especially because it's a mon I haven't played a ton with, and felt that it was probably about time I actually did so. And then so I'm like, well, I already have my fire type. I want to run out my fire, water, grass core, and I'm running out of team spots, so I'm going to play a water grass type here in an Ogre Pond Wellspring. It's been fine, to put it very bluntly. It's been the mon I don't bring basically ever, and I might just be because I don't think I'm playing Ogre Pond well, and so as a result I'm not bringing it when I probably should be, and it's kind of because it's in that wheelhouse of things I haven't played with enough to be able to know when it's good, and so that's just going to be something that grinding games is really going to be able to help me figure out, because whenever I play against it, it doesn't feel like I'm really all that threatened by opposing ones in any form. And when I'm playing with it, it's just sure, I get to do, it's a follow me user that can also do significant damage from time to time. From there, I wanted some kind of ground immunity because I have three Pokemon that are severely weak to ground. And I also wanted some kind of prankster, speed control, but I didn't want to do tornado stings because I didn't think that Tailwind was all that important on my Iron Hands Weezing team. Especially when Fluttermane is already fairly fast. Arcanine has its own speed here in e-speed and stuff. So I went with Prankster Thundurus because Thunder Wave is a hell of a drug when it works. Eerie Impulse is sick. And yeah, that was it. That was the decision. It's Eerie Impulse, I think, is really underrepresented in the current format. And I think Thunder Wave is just I want to be a degenerate and never miss. So, that being said, after playing a handful of games with this and actually, figuring out how the team works, Thundurus by itself is not enough of a ground immunity to dictate wanting to play Arcanine. So I've actually, like, this is something I brought up to you all this morning. I wanted to change out the Arcanine to Landorus. And so then I was thinking about it before the cast. You all were already here. Something that got brought up is Ability Shield Landorus, because then I still get my Intimidate and they don't, which I think is stupid and awesome, and I love it all at the same time. Like, the fact that I get to pressure my opponent with Intimidate while they sit there and flounder and try to figure out how to beat a Weezing, being able to, like, intimidate them, and then something I didn't really talk about on the Weezing, Neutralizing Gas is awesome, but, like, Weezing also just has, like, a good move support, like, a support move pool here in, like, Will-O-Wisp and Pain Split, and I wanted to be able to have some kind of, like, actual good damage output. So Carl, I think, had mentioned earlier in the week something about, like, this Gunk Shot Wide Lens set on Weezing. I'm like, well, if I'm playing Gunk Shot, I might as well play, like, another, like, slightly inaccurate move in Will-O-Wisp as another support move. And if I'm doing Will-O-Wisp, like, if I'm doing this Wide Lens set, I need some kind of recovery, so that's where Pain Split comes in.
Okay, so that explains the Pain Split, because, yeah, like, one of the first things, so when Jay and I were looking at the scene, one of the first things that we were looking at is, instead of having, like the item on the Weezing, which Wide Lens does make sense with the Gunk Shot, I personally think with the way the meta is going right now, Amoongus is training relatively upward, and one of the nice things with Weezing, which we might get to when I suggest, like, another change or so that I might want, that I would make to the team, is having, like, Taunt is just super, super, super useful, and I would prefer Taunt over Pain Split and then, like, a berry on Weezing, because there is another slot that I definitely would change out, which is this Thunderous slot, because I think there's another Pokemon to just do.
The other change I've made is changing Ogerpon forms. I went from the Wellspring to the Hearthflame, which it's literally just, like, the same set, but with a fire type instead. And again, like, Moldbreaker is fine, but, like, turning off Moldbreaker is not that big of a deal. And then, you know, being able to, like, Terra, switch in Weezing. Like, Terra, get your stat boost, switch in Weezing, switch out Weezing, get another stat boost. Yeah. Like, being able to get +2 attack is way better than getting +2 special defense, right? Like,
it's Walmart, yeah, bad at brand Intrepid Sword from
Exactly. And I know you're going to hate on this Thundurus, but, like, dude, it has won me every game I've ever brought it.
I think the thing is, you're looking for speed control, and you're also running a Weezing team, and I think the issue that you run into, or at least Weezing teams that have run into, is if you lose momentum, I think the whole thing with Weezing is the fact that you are, I mean, the Weezing can put out, like, this Gunk Shot set can do a little more, damage than, like, you say, your Sludge Bomb set, especially if you have the Wide Lens. However, the Pokemon next to the Weezing needs to be doing a lot of the picking up with everything. With that being said, I don't think you can really bring Thundurus and Weezing. And if you are trying to use, like, Thundurus as your support, they can still get off the Tailwind and they could still put off the pressure. I think the best partner for the Weezing in this slot for a mon that can support you but still put out damage is the Terrifying Tailwind. Is a Terrifying Tailwind Roaring Moon. It's a Pokemon that you can easily slot into next to Weezing. I think just getting that speed control, because one of the things that I'm looking at with this team in general, especially again if the Weezing's out next to the Thundurus, is that Pokemon like Scarf Landorus Therian and Scarf Urshifu can really do a number into your team before you can get that Thunder Wave off. And that's if you can get the Thunder Wave off.
Another thing there is, like, I am booster speed on Fluttermane as well. Okay. I don't think the paste I sent you is not, but that is another change I made. It was just like going from modest to timid.
What if Thundurus was Grimmsnarl instead?
I just don't like having a Pokemon that, like, their entire purpose is I need Prankster on a Weezing team. And when you look at the other Pokemon, the Flutter, the Ogerpon, especially like the Flutter, the Ogerpon, and the Ability Shield Landorus, you want to focus on damage output more than anything. Hands is, even though Hands doesn't have any support moves outside of Fake Out, I feel like it's a fine support on its own. Because the Weezing can do a lot of support stuff, whether it's Will-O-Wisp, and then whether that third move is Pain Split or Taunt or the litany of other great moves it gets, whether it be like Clear Smog, Destiny Bond, Haze, like there's a lot of things it can do. I feel like this slot needs to be something that first and foremost does damage and hits things and can take advantage of the Weezing and also keep momentum going. And that's why the Roaring Moon makes so much sense. Your booster speed Roaring Moon lets you go ahead and get a Tailwind up before all of the Pranksermon can get it up. And like if you do go, like just say we switch to Taunt, what's really cool is you can actually spec your Weezing to be faster than Tornadus in Tailwind, which I think is like, it's like about 84 EVs or so in investment. It's like not a minimal investment, but it's a massive investment into speed for the Weezing. And you can taunt their Tornadus before it even is able to move. And like, you just get so much momentum out of that first turn, stopping them from getting their Tailwind up. And then you can start using this really, really powerful Terra Flying Acrobatics or Knockoff to put out damage and keep up the momentum that the Weezing is allowing you to put in. That's at least my look for that slot with the Thundurus.
Counterpoint. I don't like Roaring Moon.
Okay. That'll do it as well.
That's the best I got. Thundurus has been good, man. I know you've like sat here and just, you know, I don't want to say you just like sat here and, you know, shed on it for 5 minutes or whatever, but like
it is
better than it looks. I will give it that. The EVs are kind of whatever.
I just don't think that is
one thing that I have not nailed down yet, is like figuring out EVs or whatever. But like Eerie Impulse, I think, is really good right now. Especially in like, if you look, there's the special attackers that are in the format, like, are really, like, being able to get, like, a Prankster Eerie Impulse off into them just makes it where their damage output is so non-existent that it doesn't matter what you're pairing next to it, that it just, like, is fine. Something I've done is have, like, Thundurus plus Fluttermane out, Eerie Impulse their Fluttermane to be able to live the hit to be able to then KO them.
My concern with Eerie Impulse is just that, like, your main special attackers that you're hitting in the format is kind of just Fluttermane. That's the main one that you're getting the attack of. It's that and Blood Moon or Saluna. Like, you can't affect the Chiyu, you can't affect the Golden Go. Like,
you can hit Heatran, you hit Bundle.
I like the idea of like Grimmsnarl, because you can like set the screen, you know, you're not worried about the Chiyu, you still get to do the Thunder Wave stuff, you get to do Spirit Break, but you also get to do Reflect on the physical side, and it helps a lot on that as well.
I made Alola Tails absurdly sad the other day. They were just like, all right, I'm going to swap out my, because, you know, I had Weezing out and they had, it was like Weezing versus like Heatran plus something. I'm like, all right, well, this is a very, very clearly earth power into Weezing. So swap into Thundurus, Prankster, Eerie Impulse them. So now they don't do any damage. They swap back into Alola Tails. I swap back into Weezing on the same turn and just like made them absurdly sad. It was so funny.
Yeah, I'm just, I mean, again, my whole thing, just looking at, like, the options, and even, again, like, with Grimm, I just think having the Prankster Pokemon on a Weezing team is counterintuitive. It goes...
But at the same time, like, not every game is a Weezing game, either.
But I think
which it goes is, like, all... the point Jay is making, too, right? Like, screens is probably better than, like, this, like... weird, like, I don't want to say weird form of speed control because Thunder Wave is good. And, like, I'm not married to Eerie Impulse. It was just, like, an idea I was throwing out there. I could see this being, like, some kind of coverage move or something as well. And just, like, having Prankster as Thunder Wave. But, like, is that enough to justify doing it? Like, you could drop Eerie Impulse and play Taunt. And then you're, like, Thunder Wave plus Taunt. So, like, then you have your own form of speed control against the opposing teams as well. Also, I completely forgot that Thunderous had Wild Bolt Storm, so like that's clearly needs to be swapped over Thunder Wave Thunderbolt.
I think Thunderbolt is better. It's just more consistent.
It is more consistent.
It's 180 spread at versus.
It's one. Like, it's like 195 spread. Yeah, 180.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying 180 base power. I was like, no. I was like, oh my gosh, imagine. No.
Yeah, I think I.
Yeah. It's like you're getting more power out of your Thunderbolts. And
that's true.
You're not missing. If you wanted to put like Rain Dance here, then maybe we could talk about it. But
that was something else.
I don't think the Rain Dance does anything for it.
Yeah, you don't have the Urshifu or anything. Yeah, there.
I think just my
could be Sunny Day and then be like specs on Fluttermane, because then I have Sun boosted Ivy Cudgels.
So.
Speed booster, Fluttermane with choice specs.
I think my main issue up. Just in general with the Thunderous is it goes back to a conversation we were having at the start of building my team where like we were thinking, okay, what about putting the Dusclops Blood Moon? And it's that situation where it turns into your team wanting to go multiple places. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know that you've piloted a team and so you have that built-in experience. In my opinion, you have two Pokemon on your team in Weezing and Thunderous that you just cannot bring together. And that can make your team predictable your brains predictable where if your opponent sees Thunderous or Weezing, they're probably going to say, okay, the other one isn't in the back and I can now make decisions I can make saner safer decisions on that. Along with the fact that I just feel like this specific sort of team, you want to have some sort of, you want to always have that pressure. Now, one thing you did bring up is switching the Fluttermane to specs. And if you don't like the Roaring Moon, which I do think is the best Pokemon for this, but another option is going specs on Flutter and then turning the Thunderous into a booster speed, Iron Bundle with the Protect Encore Icy Wind Freeze Dry set. I think that it still provides you some offense. You're getting immediate speed control with Booster Icy Wind, which I think is a better speed control option for this team than the Prankster Thunderous. And it just, again, allows you to keep up some sort of pressure. And against your ground types as well, you're immediately threatening these ground types. Like, they can't safely bring the Landorus when they know that they might be eating an Icy Wind or a Freeze Dry. So that could be another option. Also gives you a Water, Fire, Grass core that you did lose by swapping the Overcon.
That is true. I hadn't thought about that.
So that's where I would go with it. Not saying that Thunderous is a bad Pokemon, nor saying that Grimm. Far from it. I think both Pokemon are great Pokemon that have their places. It's just understanding what the team needs. And also, like, you now have a set where, okay, you don't bring the Weezing. You could still bring Bundle to pretty much any other set of four with this team, and it makes it so that your lead doesn't forecast what's in the back for your opponent, which I think is very important.
So you did mention that like Weezing and Thunderous don't play well together. I actually feel like I bring them together pretty often. Just like I don't lead them together If they're going to threaten Weezing, swapping into Thunderous is just like a free switch usually. you're usually pressuring Weezing with like a ground type attack, right? And being able to get that free immunity in is good. And then like your prankster's not turned off now.
I'd so, rather like, be torn then.
I mean that is fair. Like that is a good idea. That is a thought that I've had. And I think on the original team I was torn. Like on the ones that I had back in early series Reg E. I don't have that team on here. I think it was on my phone. I think it's gone now, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I was torn instead of Thundee.
Yeah, I think just in general for the team, like, I think if like your focus is the Weezing things, having one of these booster speed Pokemon that provides like full blown speed control, I think it just does more for your team than the Thundurus.
I think that slot is like the one that I'm lost on. And like I said, I've really enjoyed playing with Thundurus. I think that enough people don't know what it does because like it hasn't been around that long in this generation, and you know, influx of new players means that like they're going to see things that they've never seen before. That being said, in a best of three environment, in an open team sheet environment, like it's telegraphed immediately what it's doing, right?
Yeah.
So like this is a thing of like best of one ladder versus best of three open team sheets, which is like a very big difference.
Yeah.
And I think that is like something like having that consistency for the sake of having the consistency of like a team for best of three, I think is probably the correct thing to do as opposed to trying to, you know, get people.
Yeah. I do think like, and again, this is collaborative. Jay, if you agree with me on this and Carter as well, I think like Bundle is like the consensus pick, or at least could be the consensus pick here, going like with the booster Bundle in this slot. Again, just to try it, gives us the fire, water, grass, and it gives you the speed control that you've been looking for, along with like support and onboard.
If I do that, I could still be like booster on Flutter and then be like Sash on Bundle as well.
I think that the booster is better on the Bundle because again, like you're getting that you're getting that immediate speed control because the one like while Bundle is naturally faster than the majority of the meta, there is a lot of Choice Scarf out there, and most people are specing their Urshifu and their Landorus to be faster than the Bundle. And so to be the booster Bundle, you're guaranteeing yourself to be the fastest Pokemon.
I'll have to play around with that the next couple days before
we'll stick with the Thundee for now for like tuning up the rest of the team, and then we'll go into like again healthy debates on like which slot. So on the Weezing, Jay and Carter, we have Terra Poison here.
My Terra types are for the most part incorrect.
Okay.
It is like usually the last thing I work on in team building, and I don't know if that's correct to do, but like that's how I've been doing it. I think Weezing probably wants like Terra Dark.
Water.
I was thinking water as well. Dark, so
prankster doesn't matter.
Yeah. That is true. My thought was like prankster, but like neutralizing gas shuts that off.
Yep.
And then like psychic immunity, if that's actually a concern, but I don't think it is.
I'd rather just be able to take a surging strikes better, I think.
Yeah. And I think with what you said about Pain Split being that form of recovery, since you don't have the recovery berry with Wide Lens, I actually do think that makes sense. And then so for like the EV spread as well, going max special defense, I know that we have this really good defense stat. The only thing that I'm thinking of is the fact that this is such a offensive, physical offensive meta, where I wouldn't hate, like, go here, like an impish nature. And let me lower this here. And we go to the bump, which is here. And then, like, maybe, like, four, like get, like, a little speed in here. Because I think, like, 86, 85 or 86, we're going to make sure we're outspeeding those, as in, like, we're going to make sure that we're outspeeding most Iron Hands, which is very important. And then you bulk dump the rest in Spideth. I think that's fine. Because you want to make sure that you're naturally faster than Iron Hands to get that Will-O-Wisp off before it can do anything.
Do we want to be, like, more physically offensive at all?
We could do that. We could.
I don't like think if,
so. Like, dump, like, go to, like,
I think I agree with Jay, where it's, like, this is a support Pokemon. I don't really need to invest into the attack.
Also, like, if White Lens is really stats, good here
for one more time.
Your attack stat is already base 90. Just to invest in your special defense. Take your hits better. Like you don't need that much investment.
I think that's where I lean as
You're
well.
You're clicking Will-O-Wisp and Pain Split 90% of the time anyway, so.
You are. Yeah. As for the hands, I think we talked about it hands earlier with Fire type being a really good Terra, which I think for this team as well. I was
thinking grass just because like Amoongus could be slightly problematic, but
yeah, since you don't have the taunt,
I just don't want to get spored. I think that's the big thing.
Since you don't have the taunt on the Weezing, I think going grass is great here.
Well, you have the Ogre Pond to follow me in front of the Amoongus.
Yeah, that works because. Man, that's so annoying.
I think like, then the maybe fact
that, like, grass is a good, like, a fine defensive typing. It's like the Urshifu. It's good into the Ogre Pond water.
I think water could also be good here because with the team as it currently stands, there isn't a water type. So to just have that faux water, fire, grass.
I don't hate it.
Maybe we go there.
Water, grass, yeah.
As for the spread, I really like just completely maxing out the Spideff investment on your AV hands. I honestly think you need to at this point to live certain hits. Yeah, this is trust me, this is the play. And for your offensive investment, I think again, it's a situation where you'll need to hit the first bump. Speed, we could again, just put a few EVs in here, like 36, I think is fine to just speed creep other hands. And then we could go 144. I think you can go like 36, 108. The only reason why you aren't investing as much into the HP stat is because it's already base 154.
Have a huge stat. Why invest into it too much? Yeah.
That law of diminishing returns, the same reason why, and that's also why you're putting 252 into the Iron Hands, even though it already has the Assault Vest. It's the same exact thought process as building Kartana sets back in Sword and Shield, where you would have like the 244 invest in with the vest into the Kartana. Where it's, and like you only would have like 4 HP, 4 defense, 4 attack, and it's because like the attack stat's so good. Same reason why we're only going to the first bump. You already have base 140. Getting that first bump is really all you need. The Ogre Pond, I think we can just, this is one that we just added. I think a jolly 252, 252 is fine.
Yep, unless, that's what I am.
Yeah, unless, Jay, do you have a better Ogre Pond set?
No, I don't.
Okay. Flutter here. You said you did switch to Terra. Actually, Jay, you can take over the Flutter, because I know you said that you had one that you, a booster speed one that you've been using.
Yeah, hit me. What do we do here?
I think it's like, you get to like 192 on speed, you do like Jolly or Timid.
Yep.
Yeah, you get the 193 I think I normally go to. And then you 193 just because you outspeed the plus two max speed Dozo. Then I do like 220 HP. And then I think it's like 76, 68 it should be.
It's 76, 44.
Yeah, you can go less on the defense even a little bit.
To get to 68?
60, yeah, and then you can just kind of pump. Yeah, you can pump the rest from here, just about.
Yeah. And then I think, again, on this set, you want to be, for your Terra type on the Flutter, the Terra Fairies or the Terra Ghost. Decision that, again, it's a debatable one, is Moonblast over Dazzling Gleam. I prefer the Moonblast on the booster speed sets because, like, the spread's nice on D-Gleam, but you just aren't really picking anything up with it. The Moonblast, you could still nuke. But if you're more comfortable with the Dazzling Gleam, then feel free.
Oh, most of the time I'm clicking Shadow Ball, it feels like, so having that, like, single-target Moonblast is probably also better.
Okay. Yeah, because if you're clicking the Shadow Ball a lot, the Moonblast in all neutral situations is just better than the Shadow Ball.
Like, if I'm not, like, doing Icy Wind things to be able to outspeed things, and, like, I'm just trying to do pure damage, Shadow Ball is usually it, but Moonblast makes a lot more sense here because it is just more... It's more damage.
Yeah. Thunderous, we talked through. The spread is...
I probably want to be, like, modest.
I think calm's fine. No, I think
just want the bulk. I think that this is fine. You might just want to be, like, Rocky Helmet and then move the Citrus Berry onto Weezing.
You could do that. You could be Rocky Helmet here.
That would let you probably run Taunt on Weezing, too.
Over Pain Split, yeah.
Yeah, I think the taunt is and because the other.
I think
thing
if
is,
I do that, I don't want Gunk Shot though.
I think you definitely want.
No,
Gunk
I think
Shot.
You still run it. You can probably come close to KOing Flutter with that.
It's not even for the Flutter. The Gunk Shot. I don't know the exact attack stat investment, but I do know that the Gunk Shot. I think it is even just with four attack invest. The Gunk Shot's able to pick up a Lutons, and that's actually more important. I remember like so. When I was doing a few sets earlier on, like with my Blood Moon team, I ran up against a Weezing team, and the first Gunk Shot missed, and the second one took the full KO. And I have like a max HP and with a decent bit of defense in my Overpalm Water, and the Gunk Shot didn't care. So I do think that's the move. The best part is you don't care about Intimidate because you're neutralizing gas. The Terra here, I think, could be... I think this is another Terra Water. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's fine. I think it that or Steel.
I don't think I've ever Terra'd this thing, so...
Or Dark, even.
Actually, yeah, let's
Tornadus or Ghost for Fake Out.
Ghost for Fake Out's good, and we can, like, stay here. The last thing with the Landorus, I think on the Ability Shield, you want a defensive Terra. Again, so maybe this is the Terra Water. And as for the spreads... Honestly, like, you could do a defense, you could do a bulkier spread, or you can just 252 this thing. And you were talking about needing damage, so I think the 252 is just fine. So yeah, so that was team number three. We went and updated a few sets, updated a few spreads. Show that even when you have a full team of six, once you get that playing time in, you can definitely have some ideas on what to change. Like Carter came in already having two spots to change. And it's also good good that Jay and I, when we first looked at the team, made those immediate thoughts as well. It's while it's good to have disagreements, if three people also see this is an immediate change, that Arcanine to the Landorus, then it's probably a the right move to make. So we have the three teams here. What we can do is maybe after this episode, Jay and I can put together the spreads for our respective teams, and we can tweet them out with the episode as well, or later in the week. And for all, who knows, you might see one or all three of these teams on a future laddering episode. So, I think that's it with the team building. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm about ready to go.
I am exhausted.
I am a tired boy as well. So, Jay, send us home.
Thank you all so much for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, all the fun YouTube stuff. If you're over on Spotify or Apple Music, make sure you leave us a rate. Follow us over on Twitter at LRLessons, at JMG10 for me, at RoeVGC, at Mr. Missouri 25 for Angelo and Carter, respectively. Come hang out in the community Discord. We all hang out there. It's a fun time. We all talk about random stuff. The website at www.lrlessons.com. And then make sure you also check out the Patreon and the Discord supporters, where you get shout outs like this every single week. Shout out to Johnny Bravo Sr. and Papa Swish for Patreon, and Smeargle for Discord. And that has been it for episode 192. Thank you all so much for watching, and we will see you all next time. See ya.
Bye.